We're talking with Jeff Ireland, the assistant general manager, vice president, college personnel in his 10th draft, joined here in 2015. And I'm curious because we got the news yesterday, James Hurst retiring, kind of filled a lot of voids. He played 100% of the snaps in 13 games last season, and he was inactive for two of them. We kind of had heard the team had known, and what is the impact of that?
Yeah, the team did know. We've known for a little while, and, it's not great timing that it comes out right before the draft, I'll be honest with you, but we've known for a while, and look, he was a great player, and we're going to miss him, and, certainly, we've made some concessions, in free agency, and, certainly know that it's something we need to address, in the draft if we can, and but we don't change our board based on that,
you know.
So, but it certainly opens our eyes to, and it has for the last couple of months since we've known about it, that that position is going to be,
available,
yeah,
possible,
mm-hmm.
possible, available. Yep, and here's what's interesting when you say that, and a lot of people don't realize it. They think that you guys were kind of in the dark, and even when you get a player that's 30 years plus, it's always a possibility that they may step away from the game. And so normally, even from my days of playing, it was a conversation that you normally have with yourself, with Mickey, and head coach, position coach, and you guys always tell us, hey, look, think about it. You don't have to make a rational decision, but think about it and, just stay in touch. That way, with free agency, we can say, hey, look, this may be a priority more so than it normally is because this player may be stepping away. He may miss, they are 2 weeks in OTAs. He may miss a little time during OTAs and say, hey, is it still available for me to come and compete? Just tell us a little bit about that and how it changes also from the veteran free agent market. Because as you know, some of those guys that don't have jobs, some of those jobs are about to get filled up over the next 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
So their asking price will kind of change as well. Because if I'm a team that needs a defensive tackle and I had a veteran there and I've drafted a young player particularly high, that veteran price, I don't have to pay you that premium anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Number one, I want to address one thing is that James handled this perfectly. He didn't just drop this on our plate 2 days ago. He handled it and his agent, they handled it the right way. There's a supply and demand of offensive linemen, and there's usually a high demand for it and a low supply. So that just changes. It changes in free agency, whether it be veteran free agency or college free agency, and there's a demand in the draft, and we just have to address it. I mean, that's the only thing I can tell you is that and I can't tell you that we'll address all those needs. We've got a lot of musts and needs, and and maybe we can address it in the draft, and maybe we can't. But we're not going to change our board. We're not going to force things. We're going to try to get the best player we can, and hopefully the need matches the value of the player.
I'm curious, and I'm sure this is a question I'll ask to several people in this 2 hours, and the challenge of maybe more of Ryan Ramczyk's situation and where Trevor Penning is going to be at the end of camp, but right now maybe you don't. How does that play into it?
Well, we have our evaluations of medically on Ryan. We have our player evaluations on Penning. We know a lot about where those guys are, and in our mind, we have our opinions. We don't know where either one of those guys are going to be here in the next couple of months. But we have to take all those considerations, take all those things into consideration as we're making decisions moving down the road. So, can't tell you much more than that.
But the real question was, does it play a factor? And of course it does.
Oh, sure,
right?
Sure it does. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we know what we know, and we've made plans based on what we know. So that tells you everything but nothing.
Tells me everything but nothing, and that's kind of what I knew that you were going to say. But it's okay, because I respect it. Now, I do want to ask you the process for you so far up until this point. What has it been like to be able to get to tonight, to be able to see this scenario play out, or scenario C play out, or scenario D play out?
Well, it's been 340 days, since we started in the draft last May, probably. It goes by a lot faster than you think. I probably went to 25, 30 schools and probably went to 13, 14 games, and not including our own. We've had my scouts have been here 21 days. They're ready to go home. We meet a lot. You know, our process is very thorough. It's very collaborative. We ask a lot of opinions of a lot of different people. I can't thank the guys that are involved in our process enough, because we do grind pretty hard.
Yeah, I requested a mental health break for him, but it sounds like you didn't give it to him. And from you talking, I know you didn't give it to him. I asked for you've been giving them water breaks, and I asked for 36 hours to clear the head.
Yeah, no. We leave here at 9:30, and we come back here at 7:30. So it's you get water breaks around here, brother. it's a fun process. It's my favorite time of the year. You get to these meetings with the coaches. You get to know we got a brand new offensive staff that we've been working with, and they've been outstanding. And it's been fun to kind of listen to their, you know, evaluations and kind of where the different needs of the different types of players that are going to be playing in our offensive scheme. And so that's kind of been fun, and great group of guys. And you know, they've been valuable in our process as well as our defensive coaches. So it's been a lot of fun.
And it's been a while. I mean, think about it. Sean and Pete Carmichael, I mean, it's been a while since you've kind of had a new kind of voice in there from an offensive side.
It's been energizing. It's been really energizing because, you know, if you're like me, you're always in a learning atmosphere. You know, you're always in a learning mode. You know, I'm 30 years in the league this year, and I'm still wanting to learn. And you bring someone in like Rick Dennison and Kubiak and John Benton. I mean, my goodness, there's a lot of football minds in there that can teach you more. And we're just sponges in there. And we have our certain ways that we want to do things, and they've acquiesced into the way we do things and been very helpful.
Well, we'll be talking to both of them a little later tonight. Jeff Ireland, best of luck. Have a great weekend. I know you guys look at it in 24-hour periods. And congratulations. Just get it done. Have fun.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Coach.